We do all this for the joy of the Lord and run through the practice. So we got a lot of people gone. And then on Sunday, we'll have a few more on Sunday. We'll have a few more on Sunday. We'll be good. But I want you to sing along with us. This is one actually that came from, this is one that I did not put the Christian lyrics to. This actually came from RPM, Righteous Pop Music.
Which is, well, it's funny because I thought it was a certain Bruce Armstrong that did it because he has Christian lyrics for it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Probably very, oh, he does.
They're pretty much the same.
Are they?
Yeah.
Cool.
I wonder where.
All right.
Okay, whatever.
How do we even start? Oh, you started.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really practiced this riff, so.
We'll have some fun with it.
Can we pray beforehand?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do it twice.
Oh, that was the part where I was supposed to come in, wasn't it?
That was you.
Doggone it.
Yes, that was twice.
This is Thursday. Let's start this again, because I don't want to miss this intro, because that's a cool intro you did. My timing was off. Can you do it again, Brandon?
No.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's the way it seems. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I found his grace. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. I thought love was mine just for the taking. But it seemed the more I took, the less I got. Oh, not a slave to sin now. Do 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 do. Jesus broke the chains. Do 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 do. Now the girl I give, the more I gain. Since I found his grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been changed. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. And you can find his grace. Come be a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. You can change. Be a believer. Jesus will walk right by your side. Soon I'll see his face. And be a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Cause I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer. Said I'm a believer. Said I'm a believer. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Actually, he did it right. Actually, is this one of those songs that fades? I can't remember.
It's from the 60s.
Everything fades.
60s, 70s. Everything was studio thing.
Still a fun song to do, nonetheless.
Actually, hold on, I got this. I got a volume. Here we go.
Sing along with Mitch here, right? There we go. I gotta pull a tie. Hey, I did order I ordered some fans for up here. Some nice, quiet 5-inch fans. Found some really nice ones.
You get, like, we don't have that much in the budget, but the Dyson ones without blades or whatever.
Well, actually, you're gonna like this. This is a it's about a 5-inch diameter fan, and one of my one of the guys that works for me had one sitting on his desk, mm-hmm. And I was about from here to Scott away or so, and I was feeling it. I thought, hey, I can't even hear it. All right.
For once.
Actually, I only ordered
two. That's on recording now.
I only ordered two. If I can order more, though, they're only like $10 or so. Like, anyway, let's sing some Creed. Let's sing along with some David Crowder, How He Loves Us. Mm-hmm. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of this wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of this wind and mercy. All of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. We are his portion and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace were an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth now like an unforeseen kiss. My heart turns violently inside my chest, and I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he Leslie sound going?
Well, yeah, I was getting the sound of a Leslie sound. I'm like, how am I doing that? This doesn't do that. This guitar doesn't. I set my hand further down on the bridge, and so whenever I move, I'm getting a...
Oh, wow. How'd you make your guitar do that? When you just wiggle, you kind of get your groove on, you can making a Leslie sound. Wow.
All
right, now for those of you who don't remember what the Leslie organs were, this actually was a rotating speaker. So the speaker would rotate around like the Doppler effect, which it gives that whoa, whoa, whoa. God, that's cool. That's really cool. All right, I'm going to make an attempt at doing the verses on this one here, Brandon. Let's see. Go to we're not going to do this one right now. Tom, go to the special, which is He Is Here. Because Karen is not here, and it carries through on the organ stuff. Yeah, did you see that? There's going to be a baptism. How fun is that going to be on Sunday, huh? Now we're talking. Yes, there you go. You're right, spot. Thank you.
Let's see. Brandon's probably just one last guess. I can just kind of start. You just kind of come in, I guess.
There's a chord. There's the E.
Thank you. The problem is I'm wanting to sing in his octave, and I got a knot. I got a knot.
You got a knot?
I sense an awesome moving of the Holy Spirit. I see his countenance resting on your face. I know there are angels hovering all around us, for the presence of the Lord is in this place. Well, I tell you what, I messed up that verse, but we're going to sound good on this chorus.
I'm not going to deny what you just
we're
said.
Gonna,
but
we're
hey.
Going to sound good on this chorus because they have this cool box. Here we go. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him. You will never be the same. I'm going to do that chorus again. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy. Bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. I'll try this verse. I search for peace among the shadows, dark and lonely. Gave up on finding that strong and lasting love. I tasted all the things that sin could think to offer me. But today I feast on manna from above. He is here. Hallelujah, he is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. Let's do it one last time. He is here.
hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him. You will never be the same.
On Sunday we'll have the piano with it. It'll be a lot more like the original.
Yeah, I can play those.
Let's see, Tom, make our way into we should make our way to the closing here. It's Because He Lives. We got some scripture. Scripture's always good stuff to have. Almost there. There you go. All right, Because He Lives. Who's with us on Because He Lives? Got some other ones joining on here. I see John, Pamela, Herb, Christine, some other ones that scrolled off so far. Glad you guys are along here with us. Two more songs here. Ready, Chris Brandon? We'll do a little different variation on this, right? A little different tempo and everything. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because Christ lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. Our fight lies fine, no war with fame. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And life
life is worth the living just because he lives.
Nice. That worked. Actually, that'll be him. As compared to her, that'll be him. Alright, one more to bring upon this, and then we'll get into a little message. See who remembers this song. He already found it. Well, I don't have a title on that, do we? Christian lyrics to fun with you. Ready to try this, Brandon?
You remember the tempo, or you need me to set it for you?
Go ahead and set it.
It's, let's see.
Because the intro is in a different... It's like, it starts on the minor...
There you go. There's your tempo.
Really?
Or is it faster?
Scott, help me up!
Follow him. That's why he's drumming. Follow his tempo. I spent a lifetime looking for you. Movie stars and good old times were never true. Playing the fool's game, hoping to win. Listening to sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend. A brother, how blessed the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. I was alone then, no love inside. I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turn to Jesus, for he is my friend. I was looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a brother. How blessed the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. I'm skipping the bridge, going back to the chorus. Here we go. Now where am I? No more looking for him in all the wrong places. Looking for him in I couldn't remember the bridge. Searching her eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I found my friend and my brother, God bless the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. One more time on the chorus.
No more looking for him in all the wrong places. Looking for him in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I found my friend and my brother, God bless the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love.
That's the trick. Go an octave up. All right. We survived the music with our skeleton crew, but in minimal practice, as was obvious. Right, but Sunday will be awesome and amazing.
Now
right?
For the actual version of the special.
Yeah, go for it.
I've read the line.
You gotta love these guys. That's perfect. I have to have you guys do that more often. It gives me time to walk over here. Look, it fills in the gaps. I feel like I'm on a Tonight Show or something here. You guys are great. The house band. Well, you know something? I actually got an email. I got an email for around 10:30 this morning from Donna asking us to keep her in her prayers tonight. She's dealing with cellulitis and DVT, which I think is deep vein thrombosis. I'm glad to have a nurse here. I asked her because she's local. I asked her to come here tonight, but we don't see her. But it doesn't matter. God heals. Love to have her here, but that's okay. So I already got one. Already got one prayer request. Let me get my phone out here too. So for those. We do prayer requests. We pray for everybody here. For those of you on Facebook, go ahead and pop in your prayer requests. I'll see if I can keep track of them here as they come up. I really need to probably have a person dedicated to watching this thing for me. But, Amy's in Montana. Denny Aaron. You remember Denny? Denny Aaron is from Arizona. Nancy's on here too. God bless Nancy. Nancy, very talented lady. She asked God to give her a song. God downloaded a song to her. She sang this song a cappella on Facebook, and I heard it, and I was just led by the Spirit to put some music to it. Well, and then God said, "Give it to Lori Campbell." Okay, so I sent this over to Lori Campbell, the lyrics and Nancy singing this. I think it's obviously an anointed song, and putting it in Lori's camp, that's going to really, really be neat. I'm looking forward to see how God leads Lori to tie some music in with it. But as Nancy was singing this song, it was really neat as she was doing, because you could tell she had the sound of the song in her head, you know, but of course she's just speaking her voice then, because I mean, she had the pauses and everything, right? She was all about it. It's really neat stuff. Okay. I'll leave that up. Leave that up and go from there. So, Mom, how was your week so far? Good week. Oh, you're out in Missouri, okay. Good. Got to see all the great grandbabies then, right? Great grandbabies. How awesome is that? Ah. Well, that's good. Let me turn it off. If you see me wipe my brow, it's because I'm being nice. Turned off the air. Some people get a little chilly, and that's okay. That's okay. Why in the world did this open up to Chronicles? For those who aren't familiar with Chronicles, that's essentially begat, 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 begat. You know, this person was born of this person, this person, this person. Whew. Okay, Lord, what? Let's see where we're at here. He's eyeballs are going right to Gad. In 1 Chronicles 5, verse 11, why in the world did God open this up for me? Let's see what it says here. So for Gad, so the Gadites lived next to them in Bashan as far as Salakah, and Joel was the chief, Shapham was the second, then this must be an exercise for me just to pronounce names. Their relatives by families were Michael, Meshulah, Sheba, Jorah, Kariah, Eber, seven in all. And these were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of. You see why Chronicles can. You could this if you can't get to sleep at night. I highly recommend Chronicles. No, but it's important. It's important to the Jewish people, and I'm sure that's why where God's leading me on this, because we're kind of getting down to the bottom of this part of it. So they lived in Bashan and outlying villages, and on the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as they were extended. And all of these were entered in the genealogical records during the reign of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. Now, so aren't you glad God led my eyeballs to the end of it, and not the beginning of it? Now, this is going to be interesting to see what I'm going to see where that ties in on the New Testament. So, what's God doing here for us? Okay, it opens up into Mark. All right, Lord, which way are we going to Mark? Are we starting here? Okay, we are. Mark 7, verse 24. Faith of the Syrophoenician woman. What are you going to bet? She's a descendant of Gad. You want to bet? That's what God does. Yep, should be Gat, right? Begat. Oh, good thing I don't have the King James Version. We would have that word. Begat. Jesus left this place. Oh, bless God, Larry's watching too. And Mike's online here, and Steve. Lester's watching. God bless you guys. Glad you could be here with us. Mark 7, verse 24. So Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. Now, the obvious question would probably be, why would Jesus want to keep things a secret, right? Why would he not want people to know he's there? Well, probably because there could be a couple. Actually, it might even tell us on here. But one of the reasons that Jesus would, because sometimes he just needs to recharge his batteries. All right? I mean, he's human, right? God made man. He's human. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, meaning heard about Jesus, a woman whose daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia, and she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. God bless God. So Jesus says then, first let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, we got to explain a little bit on that, you know, because if you take that in our English, our current English stuff, you'd say, huh, what does this really mean? Okay, the English translation for dogs essentially is all the people who weren't Jewish, all right? So that's the easiest way to describe that. So Jesus made it pretty clear in that verse. So again, we're in Mark 7, verse 27. First, let the children eat all they want, meaning the good news that Jesus has for the Jewish people. He says, not right to take away the children's bread and toss it to the dogs, but her reply is perfect. She says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And then he told her, for such a reply, now you like this? Check this out. So she makes a really cool statement, right? And Jesus said, well, I like those words. So for such a reply, you may go, the demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Now that's one of the things that I like about Jesus with this, right? Jesus carries such a high level of authority that he just spoke the word, and at any distance, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe, toast, all right? This demon left. Let's move on to verse 31 in Mark 7. The healing of the deaf and mute man. So then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of Decapolis. And there were some people brought to him a man who was deaf that can hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. And after Jesus took him aside away from the crowd, wasn't that interesting how Jesus did that, right? He could have just right there done it, but he felt a need to take him away. Why? Probably because this guy was praying for his hearing, right? You know? So that's a probably fair presumption with that. So he took him away from a crowd. Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. Now check this out, right? So Jesus would essentially spit and put it on this guy's tongue. Now a lot of us, you know, gross. But in that era, they believed that the spit of a teacher, of a rabbi, had healing power, all right? That was their belief, all right? So for this guy, it's like, cool, you know? We got it coming. For us in today's world, it's like, ooh, really? But it's what you have faith for, right? So Jesus did that. He spit and touched the man's tongue, and Jesus looked to heaven with a deep sigh and said, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Now, how cool is that? Think about this. This guy had probably never spoken in his life, presuming he was born that way. Did it say that he was born that way? They didn't say anything if he was born that way or not. But anyway, he just starts speaking plainly. That's the power of God. In verse 36, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more that he did so, meaning the more he said don't tell anyone, the more they kept talking about it. And people were overwhelmed with amazement.
He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. All right, now why would Jesus not want people to know? You know, what's his logic with this, right? Well, there's a couple camps that actually go through and talk about that. The biggest thing I think that Jesus was trying to accomplish when he was saying these things is so that he wasn't going to become just this idol, this rock star, right? You know, that the people just come to him for that. But there was also cultures, rules in the culture. Whenever you were healed, you needed to go to the high priest. If you're Jewish, you were healed, you had to go to the high priest because the high priest gave you garments to wear. Blind Bartimaeus is a really good one. I don't think that's not in this section, no. But blind, he was a really good example, and I love the example for him. So Bartimaeus, you remember, is along the side of the road. He hears that Jesus is coming. All right, remember, he's blind. He can't see him coming. He hears that he's coming, and he yells out to Jesus, you know, Son of God, have mercy on me, you know, and everybody's saying, shh, you know, shush, you know, don't be bothering him, right? And Jesus catches on, says, oh, what's going on? And he says, come here to me. Now, Bartimaeus now has this, he's wearing this cloak, some kind of identifier, a cloak, if you will, that says, I'm blind. And that's given by the high priest so that everybody knows that, yes, he's really blind. It's confirmed, you know, you can help him out. He's not faking it. So but when blind Bartimaeus got up, before he came to Jesus, he tossed off his cloak. Before he could see, he tossed off his cloak. Then he walked up to Jesus and received his sight. Now that's faith. That's faith. You know, he hadn't even received yet. And he threw that off. He said, cool, I'm done with this. He said, Jesus is going to set me free with this. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm feeling led to stop there on that one. So God does it, right? If we let him. If we let him. I've prayed for a number of different people in a lot of different ways. And whenever I don't see someone get healed, the one piece that just drives home with me, if that person were standing in front of Jesus Christ, would they be healed? We know the answer to that, right? The answer would be yes. If they stood in front of Jesus, they would be healed. Jesus gives every one of us his authority, the same power, the same Holy Spirit to do that. So if I'm praying for somebody and I don't see somebody healed, that's just telling me that I've got some doubt, lack of faith to see that particular thing happen. Now, I have a high level of faith for backs, all right, for back healings of backs and that, because I've seen a lot of it. So therefore, a lot of times when I'm praying for backs, like, cool, it just happens. You know, but on certain other things that I've not necessarily seen yet, I don't necessarily have that faith yet. So there's nothing scriptural with this next statement. But the best way for me to describe this is Jesus is 100%+ faith, right? I mean, he's got it all. It's going to happen every time with Jesus. You know, for me, for backs, for example, I might be at 70% or 80% faith. All right, which means I just need a little bit of the person I'm praying for's faith to meet me there to make up that 100%. But it's up to me to get that person up to at least that 20% in that scenario. All right, and again, there's nothing scriptural to support that. Jesus said you should be able to do it all because he sent out his disciples. And he sent disciples out to go and heal. And remember, when they all come back, there's one guy that comes up and says, hey, your disciples couldn't heal my son. He had epileptic seizures, right? He would go into fits, throw himself into fire and water. And Jesus publicly chastised his disciples. He said, how long have I put up with you? What he was saying was, look, I gave you the power. You didn't exercise it. You know, you don't have enough faith. All right. So that's why it's just so important to be running through and praying for people. But the biggest thing when you're praying for somebody, never, ever try to make it feel like it's their fault, right, for not receiving. Because the reality is the person who's praying, that's where Jesus made it very clear. You're the one who's praying. You get it done. You know, if you got to help bring people up to that level where they can meet you in the middle, you got to do that too. Because remember, every time there was healing, Jesus either had a message, the good news, the kingdom has come, right? He either has the good news either before the healing or after the healing. Most of the time it was before. Sometimes he would tell it after, all right? But many times it was before. And why? Because that would go ahead and raise the culture, the environment. Everybody, oh, this is good news. This is good news. And they start building their faith. And then boom, boom, boom. Healing, healing, healing. Neat stuff. Neat, neat stuff. Ha! Look, I get cooler now and you get cold. There's probably a code in there, Mom. I know. Okay. Well, I had Donna send a... Sent me your prayer request, so I obviously have Donna's written down here. Matter of fact, I'm going to write it over here where it's a little easier to follow. But Donna is suffering from cellulitis and DVT. I'll just say blood clots. How's that? Vein clots in the veins, right? Deep clots, blood clots in the veins. That's, where's that most common, Mom? Is that most common probably in the legs? The legs? Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to be lifting up Donna with that. For those of you watching on Facebook, please go ahead and put in your, bring your prayer requests up here. We're going to get in a circle here in a little bit and lift all those prayers up. So I am keeping my eyeballs on that one. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything from earlier. Bless God, Nancy. Yes, you're welcome. Nancy's the one who wrote the song I was telling you about. So, Mom, you were in Missouri, so that's a joy. Got to see the great grandbabies. Joys are always fun. Carolyn, my oldest, is in Jasper, Georgia, near Atlanta, visiting a friend for the next 3 or 4 days. Melody is in Crane Lake, Minnesota, still doing her thing up there with her ministry group and at the resort up there, so she's still doing that. I think the 14th is when she's looking to come back, August 14th. So now I got to figure out how to get her back. Do we drive 15 hours up there and drive 15 back, or do I put her on a plane? Wink, wink. Or that's my choice. To ship back all the stuff I sent you, I'll pay the $100 UPS fee or whatever and get on a plane. So we'll see. We'll see what her mom has to say. And if she's if Lynette's watching now, God bless. Oh, Nancy gave us let me write Nancy's request down real quick before it scrolls off the screen. So Nancy, pray for her son Josh to get a job. Okay. Absolutely. We're lifting up Josh. God's a provider, per Matthew 6, right? So him for a job. Big time. Chris has got some stuff going on. He's got leftover weakness to leave and never return, and for the Lord to give you a revelation tonight. Absolutely, Chris. So we just speak the strength of Jesus into you, brother. We're going to lift you up corporately here in a moment. So weakness to go and revelation. That's a good, we should do that song again, shouldn't we? Revelation song. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Say revelation. Revelation to Chris. Cool. All right. I'm up. I'm caught up. So do you have anything, any concerns? I like your joys. Oh, really? Direction. Nice. Course on God's will. That would seem to be a good thing to get into. Who's doing that one?
Andrew Womack.
Oh, good. Andrew Womack. Very good. His website, I think, is awm.org, I believe. Andrew Womack Ministries. Oh, is there an I on the end of it? I thought it was AW. Anyway, you can Google it. Google it if you want to see Andrew Womack. He's a good, excellent teacher. Excellent teacher. That's good. How's your world, Tom? Is our young lady still hanging in there? Or? Getting close, huh? The young lady in hospice. Okay. Hospice can be at home too, I guess, right? So, did they agree to that? The hospice at home, or what did they decide to do?
No, they decided now that 60 days of heaven, that's
just seven. Oh, gee. It's. Well. That's sad. That's sad, but we're lifting up that young lady for God's peace. God's peace is. Yeah. I hope you got some good news for me. You got some good news for me, Tom. What's the joy you got? Did you meet somebody for dinner again? Did you meet somebody for dinner again? Did you meet Bruce again? You couldn't have. He's in Florida. Fell, broke her hand, like knocked out three teeth or chipped three teeth. Chipped three teeth, and of course, if you did that, your gum, your mouth got all messed up in the process, I'm sure, and all this. Oh, gee, it sounds like she just face planted then, right? Wow, yeah, we're lifting. Yeah, I saw she posted on Facebook. So yeah, we're certainly gonna lift Wanda up. Wanda up for. Oh, now she needs a motor in her. Oh, really? A car that's what? Only 4 years old? She needs a new motor? What brand is it? Hyundai? Oh, gee. I've got another one come in here too. So I got to see. We got a request from Amy to pray for her son Matthew, so she can be reunited with him. She's not seen him in 18 years. Can you imagine that? You know, being separated from your, no matter what age, just being separated from your child for 18 years. We're certainly lifting up for peace on that. And Denny Aaron's asking for prayers for his dad. Which is, you know, I think they still live in the same house around the corner from Mobilecom, over by across from the golf course, farther down, down there on Mill. I imagine Denny. I'm not sure how old Denny's dad is, but I'm sure he's getting up there. But prayers for your dad, Denny. We're gonna lift all that up. Oh, he gave us details. Thank you. Lymphoma. He's dealing with lymphoma. Lymphoma has been getting worse. Okay. We're lifting that up, brother. Absolutely. You didn't give me any joys, though, Tom. You got any joys, or are we just moving on? We don't have to have any joys, even though I can see the joy of the Lord in you. Who was?
The family.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you. So, okay, there is some peace coming. All right. Good. Brandon's got a job. So Brandon obviously has the joy. He's actually wearing the official shirt. And I just love the fact that it's a shirt that is familiar to your dad. That's funny. So Brandon has a job now at a car dealer. That's awesome. Long shift. You mean like longer than 9 to 11 hours? Fascinating. Sounds like a normal day for Scott and me. What are you talking about, long shift? You just have an experience. That gets you to lunch. Oh. So, Scott, I presume your joy is that Brandon has a job. Oh, that's all good. That's good. They're going to be able to keep you occupied, Brandon, when you go back to school. You know, they're going to work with you on that, I presume? Or?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know yet? Okay.
I may have a job for a year. I may have a job for a year.
3 weeks out, yeah. Well, yeah, when does school start back up? College starts back? August 20th, okay. Oh, yeah. I think Melody's is like the 19th, August 19th, I think, yeah. Yeah, for University of Dayton. Fascinating. So obviously everybody made it back from Louisville. That was a red hat affair, you said. Do you know that one, Tom? Ancient order of, did you say Hibernians?
It's Irish.
Our Irish Americans. Like Molly Mullins? Okay, guys. Sorry. Oh, so she's your great aunt is now the president of the thing I said before. You're good, Tom. You get good food. Good food, good company. Good. And Scott, you survived your, was it 3 days? What did you have? 3 days. You survived. This is the Irish Americans. Okay. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, it's all fun. Scott, we got anything we need to be lifting up for you, my friend? He's been married, huh? His wife has cancer? Had. Oh, I missed the part. Succumb. He says, okay.
He's been fighting for a while.
So just obviously peace for him. Did you say his name is Ferris? Is that? You guys. Years is a long time. Yeah, absolutely. You know, speak peace for him losing that. See, I don't see any other requests on Facebook for prayer, so let's see if we can't gather ourselves into our little circle here. Oops, hit the button the right way. Da-da-da. It's making it. Oop. Definitely making it. Put over on this hand this time.
You got your glasses where they need to be?
I see things rolling through.
Whichever way is most suited.
I got to move you, Brandon, that way just a touch. Perfect. Your arm is attractive, but not that attractive. Now we're lifting up God's children. So, Lord, thank you for Thursday nights. Thank you for my. It was a while there. I thought it was going to be down to just Scott and I, but bless God, Brandon was able to get us in. Let's go and attempt it. we're going to have Scott sing with us. But anyway, it's good. Gathering of the saints here, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that your word declares to us, where two or more gathered, you are here. And when we speak according to your will, when we claim the victory according to your will, that it is done. So, Lord, we all stand here in united agreement as we come against all the things coming on. So, Lord, we're lifting up Donna. Donna, this cellulitis and this DVT, this deep clots in the veins and garbage, we just speak the power of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus just flows through things for you, Donna. And all these little clots dissolve with no ill effect. So we speak to those clots in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Commanded those clots dissolve. Dissolve and go in cellulitis. And the cells relax. Cells normal. Life, strength, and power. Now, cellulitis, I think, is usually, is that mostly in your legs, Mom? Mm-hmm. Typically? Okay. So, just brand new legs for our Lord. Brand new legs. Brand new, Lords. No more pain. 100% strength, power. Power for you, Donna. We're claiming that victory. So, claim it, Donna. Put your hands on your legs. Smack those legs. Say, you be healed in the name of Jesus. Because we claim that victory. Claiming the victory. So, we're thanking for the great joys for Mom. You want to see them, the great grandchildren and the like. That's awesome. That's an awesome thing. Thanking for all that stuff and praising God for direction on this new God's Will course from Andrew Womack. He's a good teacher. Yep. Good teacher. I noticed him checking some good stuff for you. That's good. Nice. Yeah, and we're lifting up Nancy. She's blessed me with this anointed song that she's allowed me to get Lori connected with to do that. And we're also lifting up her son. Her son Josh, for a job, and at the same time we're praising God for a job for Brandon that he got. That's great, and I'm equally in with the thumbs up. There you go. That's appropriate.
I'm right there.
He's right here. He's right here. You can see his hand. Oh, but it's good. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. Out of young again, brother Chris. We're lifting you up, man. This weakness stuff that's coming. We just speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Jesus Christ in you, Chris. He's been, he's a faithful man of God. He prays for people. He's got some stuff that's kind of been hanging on him. So, Lord, we're just breaking the chains for you, Chris. In the glorious name of Jesus, we lift up that all this stuff's broken. And Lord, just give more revelation to Chris, the direction he needs to go. I thank you for the heart you've given for him. I thank you, Daddy, that you you make his paths clear. You make them straight. The Word of God declares to us, for God is good. And Brother Tom, we're still lifting up this young lady for God's peace upon her. Lord, we'd love to see a mighty miracle. And we know nothing is impossible for you, Lord. But if things are getting in the way, and just we just speak peace for her, whatever method it comes to her, Lord. Just the peace of God. And we thank you for Brother Tom and how he ministers to her and many, many others. And the job that you've given him to deal with over all these years. It's a huge responsibility. I know there's a lot of trials for you, brother. A lot of joy that I know you bring too. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Daddy, we're lifting up Amy and her son Matthew. The enemy can just really distract us at times and find different ways to keep a bitterness amongst our loved ones. And this stuff's got to stop. In the name of Jesus, that you bring about a person, a situation, something in Matthew's life that says, I got to talk to Mom. I got to say hi to Mom. I got to tell Mom I love her. Down on that too. I've got a coworker that's been taking care of his grandma for many years as she's been getting older, and she's 90 now. Still living at home. I'm talking about Ann, actually. So I'm talking about. Okay. And she actually was at our office today. And I got to see her. And what happened, though, was every time I see her, I always give her a hug. You know, I give her a hug and I give her a kiss. She's a great, great lady. You know, I've known her for years. She was the wife of my grandfather, right? So my step-grandma, if you will. And bless God, before she left today, she gave Joe a hug and a kiss, all right? She's never, ever done that. She's raised staunch German. We don't hug. you know. But that really touched, him, as you expect. Yeah, I know. This is her grandson that's been taking care of her. Awesome. That's just so awesome. That's a huge, absolutely huge blessing. So that same type of blessing we're proclaiming for you, Amy, for Matthew, that he comes and gives you that hug and kiss and says, Mom, I'm sorry. Here I am. Lord, we're lifting up Denny's dad, this lymphoma stuff. We come against lymphoma in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to reverse and leave as we just speak the life of Jesus. We do not need to become sick to leave this world. You know, there's no reason for it. So, Lord, I thank you that that's gone. that totally reverses. And he's just made fist filled with life and joy. And Lord, we're lifting up a good customer friend of Scott's, Ferris, for his family, his wife of 63 years. Up with her. 63 years in that. So Lord, I thank you that you help him focus on where she is now, hanging out with you, and that he will see her someday. But take away that's a difficult thing, I know. So Lord, we just peace for Ferris and the family as they all come together.
And the loneliness.
What was that? That was a power of God. I'll tell that's a power of God. It was probably my phone. I don't know. But that was awesome. I don't know if the microphone picked that up or not. We'll have to watch the video later.
The light that flashed was on the camera. That was funny.
That was cool. I have to see if my phone flashes when it does that. I didn't know it did.
That was Tom's.
Oh, it was Tom's. That's right. It was Tom's. Tom, bless God. Timing is everything. Look how anointed you are, man. You're just calling the power of God. After helping the man, right? That's good. And Lord, I thank you for your great blessings upon the Emmaus community, the Chrysalis community. They supposed to have a boys' flight this next week that was canceled, and the girls' flight was canceled, last week also. So it's summertime's a hard, difficult time. But I thank you, Lord, for all the preparation that you led me through. So bless God, next time it comes up, I am ready. I'm ready. Ready. Got all the lyrics ready. Got just ready. Just ready.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I should have more. I only had two for this one, so more musicians the better. So, Lord, I thank you for your amazing grace and peace. Let's join me in the Lord's prayer, please. Say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody need prayers, special prayers for anything? Any pain, aches and pains? Everybody's looking good? Well, Scott, everybody's looking good. And if not, we'll go pray after this. So, Mom.
What?
I love you.
Love you too.
Tell you what, we're counting on Matthew, Amy's son. He loves him, right? So thanks, everybody, for being here with us today. Thanks for thanks for loving God. Share the good news. Tell everybody what Jesus is all about or what Jesus has done, because God is good. So we will see you next week. Share the love.
Be blessed.
And be blessed. Amen.